I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Motor neuron disease, in its many different forms, affects about one in every 2,500 people in the UK. It's incurable and can be debilitating, as over time you lose control of parts of your body. But now, scientists from the University of Exeter have a new theory about how seemingly different forms of the disease have actually the same underlying cause. Based on decades of their own research, they found something in common between 13 motor neuron disease genes, and the link is, surprisingly, cholesterol. It's kind of a eureka moment for researching this condition, and it might open the door to the first ever treatments that stop it progressing. I sat down with authors Andrew Crosby and Emma Bapel to hear about it. Here's Andrew first.
The paper tries to bring together from our own work, from which we've found a number of different genetic types of motor neuron disease, as well as work by other groups to show that there are specific common molecular pathways that malfunction in motor neuron diseases.
So you're saying there's different kinds of motor neuron diseases and that there's common things to many of them?
That's right. So there are many different types of motor neuron disease caused by many different genes, and they have overlapping but somewhat different clinical presentations. And so there are different clinical types. And what we found is that many of these different genetic forms of motor neuron disease are in fact related to each other and have a similar molecular basis inside the brains.
Emma, can you just remind me, what exactly is motor neuron disease or motor neuron diseases? What are they?
So when we're referring to motor neuron disease, we're talking about a dysfunction of the upper motor neurons. And a neuron is effectively a nerve cell. And nerves are important for the way that we walk and talk and everything that we do that involves our muscles and our brain talking to each other. But the upper motor neurons in particular are responsible for the way that the brain connects directly with the muscles. And when that pathway is disrupted in some way, those muscles don't react normally to the brain.
So is this basically a huge bunch of similar diseases where people can't control their muscles properly?
In its very simplest terms, yes.
Can you tell me about the links that you found when you were looking over lots of different research into different forms of these disorders?
Yeah, so the link that we found is a lot of the genes involve molecules that are important for the way that our body and our cells use cholesterol. And we usually think about cholesterol in terms of heart disease and the fats that we eat. But actually, cholesterol is a fundamentally important molecule. It's involved in lots of aspects of the way that our body forms and functions. And it's involved in, we believe, an important part of the cell that's important for the way that energy is produced and used in the body.
Andrew, were you surprised to find out that there was this link to cholesterol?
Yes, it was a surprise because while there had been studies which had shown that fat processing abnormalities may be present inside cells of patients with forms of motor neuron disease, there was really no clarity as to which particular pathways were involved. And when we identified one particular gene that works within this pathway, that told us very specifically that this pathway was involved. So it was a surprise and it was a eureka moment, yes. And I was in the bath at the time that it happened.
No way.
Right, I should just to clarify, when thinking through what it meant, I was in the bath. We don't have a bath in the lab, just to clarify.
Maybe we should consider
maybe
that.
Maybe we should, yeah.
Maybe it leads to more eureka moments.
Allow our team to have eureka moments.
Emma, how is it that cholesterol could have this link to motor neurons not working properly?
We know that there are these cholesterol pathways that are important for the way that our cells generate energy. We also know that when nerves don't function properly, that energy dependence is a really important aspect of that. And so in a way, it sort of makes sense. It makes sense that if you disrupt something that's an important part of the way that your cell is formed and produces energy, that may cause problems with a part of the body that is fundamentally dependent on you being able to produce lots of energy.
And Andrew, it's not as simple as motor neuron disease equals high cholesterol. It's a little higher up than that, isn't it?
Right, and that's really important, actually, that people don't draw a conclusion from this work and from this paper that individuals with high or low or any other abnormality in their cholesterols are at risk of motor neuron disease. That's not the case. This is a very specific pathway that works in a very specific way inside the brain and isn't linked to the type of cholesterol test that you would have if you went to see your GP and had your cholesterol levels checked.
So it sounds like cholesterol might be the key to motor neuron disease, or at least a part of it. That was Emma Bapel and Andrew Crosby from Exeter, whose study is available in the journal Brain.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.